WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. Police outside Columbus, Ohio have released body cam footage of the fatal shooting of a pregnant black woman about a week ago.
Out of the car. Out of the car. Out of the car.
Her family calls it a gross misuse of power and authority. Police say Takaya Young was suspected of shoplifting and accelerated her car toward an officer. By one estimate, 148 million of us will be going somewhere for the Labor Day holiday. Some are braving the airports, but most are driving with an eye on gas prices.
It's shooting up right now, but I'm staying home and I'm saving my money.
I've found most people still just get up and go regardless of the gas prices. We all like to complain about it. It is what it is.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve is at LAX.
The hurricane ended up not being much of a disruptor for holiday travel. We are watching for the potential of some delays in the New York area, Florida, and the Southwest on what's supposed to be the busiest day for Labor Day travelers today. Some 2.7 million people expected to come through airport checkpoints.
President Biden visits Florida tomorrow to check on all the devastation caused by Hurricane Idalia.
The storm claimed at least three lives in caused widespread damage. Tens of thousands remain without power. Kevin Guthrie is Florida's emergency management director.
Our search and rescue efforts are nearly complete, and we've finalized operations in 15 counties and are continuing efforts in three counties, Madison, Suwanee, and Lafayette today.
The storm also caused damage in South Georgia and the Carolinas. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
The government says employers added 187,000 jobs last month, the unemployment rate edging up to 3.8%. There's a manhunt in Pennsylvania for a convicted murderer who escaped from a county jail. Nancy Lane says the man was spotted near her home at one point.
It's a scary thing, but I don't think he's going to hang around nearby.
Danilo Cavalcanti is also wanted in his native Brazil in a separate murder case. A new intercontinental missile that NATO has dubbed Satan II is said to be out of the development stage in Russia and ready for use. CBS's Charlie Daggett says the question is, will it become a weapon of war in Ukraine?
President Putin and Russian leaders have made repeated threats about this specific missile, saying it could wipe out an area the size of Texas or England. So putting them on combat duty is up the ante. These are long-range missiles capable of traveling 1,100 miles, so they would strike targets far outside the battle space of Ukraine.
Atlantic Coast meets Pacific Coast in the latest college sports shuffle. Pac-12 refugees Cal and Stanford are moving to the ACC, so is SMU in Dallas. Renault on Wall Street, Dow is up 3. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 12:03. Good afternoon, I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More than 32,000 children in Wisconsin have been taken off Medicaid rolls since May. Renewal applications are required again now that the COVID-19 public emergency is over. William Park Sutherland is with the Wisconsin policy group Kids Forward. He says he's worried now that it's back to school time.
Kids that have stable access to health insurance are more likely to do better in school. They're more likely to be employed as adults. They're less likely to visit the emergency room.
Joan Alker is with the Georgetown University Center for Children and Families. She says many kids are losing coverage because the renewal process can be slow.
We're in this unprecedented historic situation where states that are generally understaffed have to process eligibility checks for everybody on the program, and that includes half the children in the country. So this is a massive undertaking.
National estimates show 3 of 4 kids who lose Medicaid coverage are likely still eligible. Experts say many low-income families slip through the cracks when they move a lot or don't have a phone or internet service. The start of the new school year is also a good time to have your child's hearing tested. Here's Mike Moan.
Dr. Kelly Conroy, an audiologist with the Mayo Clinic, says every 2 to 3 children out of 1,000 have hearing loss. She says if a student can't hear what's happening in the classroom, it might appear that it's an issue of being inattentive. But Conroy says this could be a sign they're struggling to engage with the learning process because of their hearing.
And that can definitely be something that can be progressive or can be something that is intermittent based upon, you know, other issues with their ears.
Conroy encourages parents to bring up the issue with their family doctor, and a specialist referral could be provided if needed. I'm Mike Moen.
Two Wisconsin communities are getting more than $1 million in federal money to fight the opioid crisis. Nate Wegehout has more.
The funding from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services is part of a broad approach to responding to the overdose crisis. Funding was given to communities around Marshfield and Kashina in the Menominee Nation, where deaths from methamphetamine are more common. The money will go toward deploying Narcan and funding programs to support families struggling with addiction. Over 9,500 people in Wisconsin died of an overdose between 2014 and 2021. Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The First Lady is talking up the Biden administration's efforts to fight cancer in Wisconsin. The president's Cancer Moonshot Government Initiative aims to cut U.S. cancer deaths by half in 25 years. In Madison yesterday, First Lady Jill Biden visited Exact Sciences, where they make products that detect cancer early when it's easiest to cure.
The general public needs to hear this. They need to know that help is available, how important it is to get screened and early protection. It can make all the difference between life and death.
Mrs. Biden also held a roundtable about screening and prevention at the Foundation for Black Women's Wellness. Cancer kills women and people of color disproportionately. Drought and hot, windy weather could be a recipe for wildfires in Wisconsin this Labor Day weekend. The Department of Natural Resources is warning about the risks. The DNR says it responded to 10 wildfires in the last week. High temperatures are forecast for the low 90s for much of the state this weekend. The U.S. Drought Monitor map shows about 97% of Wisconsin is under drought conditions. That's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking volunteers to serve on the department's Disability Advisory Council. There are three vacancies on the nine-person council, two voting member seats and one alternate seat. The application deadline is September 30th. The council's goal is to be a resource for Wisconsin residents with disabilities who still want to take advantage of everything the Department of Natural Resources has to offer in the state. Data released by the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction this month shows just over two-thirds of Wisconsin teachers are still working in the state 5 years after they start. Some of the issues with teacher retention include low pay, large workloads, and extreme interference in the way teachers are teaching students. Another factor is that teachers have limited ability to collectively bargain after 2011, when former Governor Scott Walker signed Act 10, curtailing collective bargaining rights for public employees. More than 50 years after a Vietnam War-era bombing on the University of Wisconsin campus that killed a researcher, the FBI has released age-processed photographs of a suspect who has evaded law enforcement for more than half a century and has been referred to as Wisconsin's state ghost. Leo Burt was placed on the FBI's most wanted list immediately after the 1970 bombing of Starling Hall and remains the last fugitive sought by the FBI in connection with radical anti-Vietnam War activities. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to stay vigilant and avoid outdoor burning this Labor Day weekend, as extremely hot and dry conditions will cause an elevated risk of fire danger. The DNR recommends avoiding outdoor burning, using heavy equipment like chainsaws and lawnmowers early in the morning or late in the evening, and reporting fires early. The DNR responded to 10 wildfires in the last week and expects more over the weekend. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Wisconsin weather from Civic Media.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. The holiday weekend is here, and the only thing that could step in your way is, of course, the weather, right? Well, here's what we have in store. A strong low pressure creeps into the Dakotas today, and it shoves a low pressure sitting in Minnesota eastward into Canada. This will drape a warm front over the state, where the heat will slam us back into the low to mid 80s today. Some building sticky humidity and breezy winds out of the south arrive too, gusting up to 25 miles per hour. As they stay persistent, it'll surge in the extreme heat for Sunday and Monday. Highs will hit the upper 90s to low 100s with oppressive humidity again. This is dangerous heat. feet. The hottest spots in the state will strike near the Mississippi Valley and into the central portions of the state. No widespread rain or storms are expected to delay travel or outdoor plans, but a few showers may sprinkle through northwest Wisconsin Saturday afternoon. Have a fantastic Friday, Wisconsin. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
Baseball tonight in Milwaukee. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers kick off a Labor Day weekend series with a three-game set beginning tonight against the Phillies. The crew had a nine-game winning streak that came to an end after losing that series to the Cubs in Chicago. Christian Yelich.
You know, the streaks don't really matter. Those are games in the past. So you got to really prepare for the night in front of you and just take one game at a time. And you got to look at it as you've won zero games in a row. You know, every night's a big night from here on out the rest of the season. So if we want to get to where we're going, we need to continue to play well and proud of the guys.
The Brewers still with a three-game lead in the NL Central Division. Brewers pitcher Brandon Woodruff.
These last two games hurt. But at the end of the day, we're still three games up. We still got to go play some more baseball. We still got to play these guys again. So still a lot of baseball ahead of us. You know, we'll come back and after the off day and get after them and hopefully string together some more wins.
Freddy Peralta on the mound tonight against the Phillies' Zach Wheeler. First pitch at 7:10. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers kick off the season tomorrow at Camp Randall Stadium against the Bulls from the University at Buffalo. The forecast calls for hot, muggy conditions, temperatures in the low 90s, the kickoff time at 2:30. New head coach Luke Fickle on what he told his position coaches heading into this game.
My challenge to coaches each and every week, no matter what the game is, I don't want too much. It still comes down to who's going to play the fastest, who's going to play the hardest, and who's going to be the most aggressive. Some would say make less mistakes. I don't like to say that. I want to think about the positives, but the ability to be aggressive but be confident in what you're doing. So I think there's a balance there, but in week one in particular, I think that I want our guys to be as simple as we possibly can.
NFL, some key Packers players missing practice yesterday. Wide receiver Romeo Doubs with a hamstring and linebacker Devondre Campbell with an ankle. Left tackle David Bakhtiari also not at practice again. Do the Packers know if Bakhtiari is going to be able to start every week? Head coach Matt LaFleur.
I think it's going to be fluid. I think we've learned that by now.
Played pretty well, right?
Yeah, he did a really nice job. So it'll be fluid.
Last night at Lambeau Field, it was the Packers Hall of Fame induction banquet for Jordy Nelson and guard Josh Sitton.
I wanted to play baseball because it was my favorite sport, and I wanted to play football for the Dallas Cowboys. I didn't get to play for the Cowboys, but I did get to win a Super Bowl in Cowboys Stadium.
Jordy Nelson remembering after the team had won Super Bowl 45.
Being on the field in the confetti with my wife and my son, and then eventually going in that back interview area, and I feel like getting that iconic shot that every dad who's a player and wins a championship wants when their son is sitting on their lap talking about a Super Bowl.
That's Packers Hall of Fame inductee Jordy Nelson with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Today, sunshine, 87. Clouds tonight, 68. Slight chance of a storm on your Saturday morning, then partly sunny and warm with a high near 92. Hot for Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 98. For Labor Day Monday, sunny and hot with a high near 97. Currently, 78 degrees.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Welcome one, welcome all. Thanks for joining us today. This is Town Call, a brand new approach to homegrown radio where you are the star, you are the talent, and you will drive the talking points of the day. If you'd like to participate in today's forum, give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. I'm William Walter, Policy Research Director and Lead Trading Organizer with our Wisconsin Revolution, joined by Luke Mathers and Aaron Zommers. Gentlemen, it is finally Friday, the absolute best Wednesday of the week. How you doing?
Good. Live from WGBW in Green Bay on this Friday afternoon. So I'm doing great, man. We're having a lot of fun here for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM, 1590 AM.
And everything's great here in Madison. The office is a little bit empty. You know, we have people like Luke Mathers out. And
Am I not the only one that's out on the road?
Well, maybe out on the road, but a few other people are out sick, or some left early for the day, much like Luke Mathers.
I didn't leave early. I'm still working. I'm here in Green Bay. What are you talking about?
What is it with Luke taking these Fridays off? What is going on here? This guy is just disrespecting.
I am present and accounted for. Present and accounted for. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm taking the day off.
I was this close to giving you another forfeit, Luke.
I did the network news. I stocked the headquarters kitchenette this morning. Like, I've been busy. Yeah, it's been a busy day so far. I've gotten more work done. Will just rolls out of bed and is like, oh, I'm present and accounted for. Oh, let's put this headset on real quick. I'm over here working, busting my butt. What are we talking about?
I'm not even going to justify that comment with a response. So, Aaron, thank you for holding down the fort in Madison. As we touched on, it's Friday. Luke decided to finally show up for one of these Fridays. Good job, Luke.
We're talking last week.
Yeah, that fish story was unfair, though. That fish story was like the LaDainian Tomlinson in 2004, 2005, where like if you land that one, you're almost guaranteed to win. But it's headlines.
Oh, that's two fantasy football references this week, Aaron.
I did not make the one yesterday. I did not make that on air yesterday. I did not make that one on air.
It was in a break.
Game show.
Okay.
Yep, right. I got these noted. I'm allowed one per week, which also we have our draft this weekend, so dang it, I just blew it.
You're going to have a real hard time next week with the start of football again. It'll be...
I want to talk about our team, too.
All around.
Luke and I are co-managing the Town Ballers in the Civic Media Fantasy Football League. So stay tuned.
I am a manager in name only. I was signed up for this. I take no credit for that awful, awful name. What
so you're
are you
a
doing?
You're a Mino? Are you taking over for Mino and the mayor in WGBW?
No, I'm just a Minnow. I'm just a Minnow. It's manager in name only. It's M-I-N-O. It's Minnow. There's no A in it, so
Luke wants to act like he's distancing himself now, but when we win that championship, you better believe he's going to be all like, oh, yeah, no, we had a great year. I was so happy to participate. I was right there.
I'll say it was all this guy. I will go. It was all this guy. But then you're right. You did not make that other comment on the air. So that was your one and only fantasy reference for the week.
You don't like the Town Ballers? I thought it was a play on words with the show name.
It is, but it also invoke, like, I don't know, man. Maybe it'll look better on a fantasy football screen, but I don't know. It doesn't sound great. The way that you start to say, yeah, it's. Makes me shiver a little bit when you say Town Ballers. So,
Well, I was trying to put a little pause so you could know that the ERS part is in parentheses, so that it just reads like Town Ball, like with the logo of Town.
That's what
College,
I'm saying. It might look better written. It might look better written, but I don't know. When you said it, it made me cringe a little.
Gotcha. No, that's fair. I cringe at myself quite frequently, and I'm a little frustrated with ESPN because it was kind of hard to update the logo to match the Town Call logo. But that's a complaint for a different day. It's Friday. We're in a good mood because it's Friday, and we're talking Wisconsin headlines of the week. If you have an oh-so Wisconsin headline you'd like to share with us, please give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. I believe I am up first this week, Luke, because of your... you won
Aaron.
Last week.
Aaron, he can acknowledge defeat. He can acknowledge defeat. That's good to know.
That is good.
I call it how I see it, all right? I can call balls and strikes, and that fish story last week was, that was killer.
Let's make sure. It wasn't just fish. It was fish
fry story. My apologies. Was about as Wisconsin as it gets. I keyword searched fish fry myself a few times this week, seeing if I could dig up a counter to that. But no fish fry headlines for me this week. So instead, I'm going to go over to a piece from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel written up by Molly Beck. Wisconsin taxpayers on the hook for up to $2 million in legal fees to defend GOP-drawn election maps. Taxpayers are on track to cover, to cover up to $2 million for outside attorneys hired by GOP legislative leaders to defend election maps approved in 2021 that favor Republicans, state records show. The total cost could grow higher under provisions in three contracts Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu signed earlier this month. Costs are limited to $1.8 million over the next year under contracts with law firms Lahotsky Keller Cohn and Consovoy McCarthy and Lawfare LLC. Another contract with Bell Giftos St. John LLC sets no limit and charges $450 per hour for attorney's time and $150 per hour for paralegals' work. Luke, I thought this was also Wisconsin because I feel like we've been having this almost the exact conversation numerous times over the past few months, except regarding the Michael Gableman investigation. That also cost Wisconsin taxpayers, well,
not even this isn't
dollars,
the Michael Gableman wasn't the first time either, Will. This was the stance that the state legislature took when they, after losing power in the governor and all of the statewide offices in 2018, the last move in 2018 by the Republican-led legislature before Scott Walker was done with his lame duck term from the election to Inauguration Day in early January of 2019. The Wisconsin legislature passed during that lame duck session a change in powers for the governor and for the attorney general. And after that controversial lame duck session, they defended all of their actions during that session by also authorizing private attorneys to defend their position in court. And so this is par for the course. It is an extremely Wisconsin story, Will. So my hat's off to you on this one. I did think it was a little bit more of the low-hanging fruit on the political side of things this week, but I can understand why
I'm
you
desperate
came out
for
the gate
a W
with it
this week, Luke. I had to take the free space. I also want to note, Luke, that the legal fight, you could make the argument, and the Molly Beck did make the argument that the maps, the fight over maps, began even before Republicans approved them. Because remember, in 2011, when Republicans controlled all of Wisconsin's government and put in place the maps that have helped them hold large majorities, they hired experts and a legal team to make sure the maps were as beneficial to Republicans as possible, court documents and testimony reveal.
Yes, and so that is a very Wisconsin story. Hats off to you. I'm going to go in a different direction. I'm not going to get political with this one for my leadoff story of the week here. Our friends over at Up North News, Pat Kreitlow hosts from 6 to 8 a.m. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. But on their web outlet, they do a tremendous job with very Wisconsin headlines. Do you know what holiday was celebrated yesterday, Will?
What holiday was celebrated yesterday? I know one of these days in the past week was National Dog Day, according to social media, but I feel like I also see that like 14 times a year, so...
Yeah, Rem's here hanging out with me in the WGBW studios as well, so I don't know if that happened this week, but a very Wisconsin holiday took place, and I know that you probably weren't listening to Up North News, but you can check out the podcast, because are you ever up between 6 and 8 a.m.?
Did you say 6 to 8 a.m.? I didn't know those times existed, if I'm being brutally honest.
I was just saying, pretty dark hours for you. I'm sure you're getting your
I'm more likely
sleep
to still
time.
Be awake at that point than have already woken up for the next day.
Well, you're gonna have to check out the podcast then, because I'm telling you, Pat and Aaron, who produces Up North News Radio in the morning with Pat, they do a tremendous job of sharing very Wisconsin stories. And yesterday was the Supper Club Day, recognized by the state of Wisconsin. So it was the State Supper Club Day, August 31st, and the headline over at Up North News to go along with this state holiday we were able to celebrate yesterday. We asked, you answered, the 13 best supper clubs in Wisconsin. Now, we got a lot of headlines to get to, so I'm not going to be able to share all 13, but just that is an extremely, extremely Wisconsin headline right there. And to have a state holiday dedicated to supper clubs, that to me makes this the most Wisconsin headline of the week.
That is pretty Wisconsin. I did double check, Luke. National Dog Day was in fact Saturday, August 26th, so that did happen this past week as well. But I'm a firm believer that every day should be Dog Day, right? Oh, yeah. Like that. Why do we need a specific day to celebrate that? Sammy's right next to me too. He's not feeling so hot today, so best wishes to my little man. We got a doctor's appointment later today, but we'll see. Hopefully he recovers. And Luke, I'm going to parlay your headline into a headline that I saw that was also food related. Reading over from NBC15.com, Baraboo Restaurant to be featured on America's Best Restaurant. We've been covering Wisconsin's kind of, let's say, rise in the culinary world. The past couple months, we've been getting
a moment. Top Chef Madison wrapped up filming here in, well, I would say here in Madison normally, not here in Green Bay, where I currently am, WGBW Studios. But they wrapped up filming in Madison. They were at the farmer's market last weekend, and they're, I believe, off to Door County. So Top Chef going around the state of Wisconsin for their 21st season. But yeah, we're having a little bit of culinary exposition, I guess you could say. And so let's
the culinary renaissance of Wisconsin. A local restaurant is getting some national attention this month. The America's Best Restaurants Roadshow will pull into the Log Cabin Family Restaurant in mid-September, the website revealed this week. The Baraboo-based diner was picked as part of an effort to highlight local, independently owned locations across the country, the company behind America's Best Restaurants explained. In its statement, they pointed out the 30-year-old location is made of 11-inch pine logs featuring decorative wood carvings, deer antler chandeliers, and two stone fireplaces. Come on, that screams Wisconsin. All combining to give the restaurant a rustic feel. They also noted the restaurant's claim to have served over 1 million pieces of pie since its opening. Great work.
Dang, that is a really good one. Now, I'm going to tease. My next one is more beverage-related than food-related, but I got a good one that we're going to come back with.
Pat's homework. Is that what I'm hearing this time?
Pat's homework. What are you doing? I'm just saying, man. I'm doing the homework.
The shout out. Like,
I'm going to give the shout out where credit is due. And I know that if I'm listening to an excellent source of Wisconsin content like Up North News Radio, that you're not, because you're sleeping at that time. And so it's not like Aaron passed me the notes in class. I had to do the work and listen still. I knew that I had to tune in, and I'm going to dive into my next Wisconsin headline. It's a little beer related, so we're going to get back. If you want to share a Wisconsin headline with us here on Town Call, we want to hear from you. 844-967-2789. Call or text. We're going to be right back.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
CBS News Brief. Police outside Columbus, Ohio have released body cam footage of a fatal encounter.
Out of the car. Out of the car. Out of the car. They said you stole stuff, do not leave. Get out of the car.
Then
police shot and killed the pregnant black woman in that car. She was suspected of shoplifting. It's alleged she accelerated toward an officer. The government says 187,000 jobs were created in August. John Waldman's with a firm that helps small businesses fill openings.
We're still seeing the pressure on wages and a lot of pressure on small businesses who are still trying to hire.
Busy on the highways and at the airports for Labor Day weekend. CBS's Chris Van Cleave.
The TSA has screened more than 227 million passengers since Memorial Day weekend, surpassing pre-pandemic records. And the agency expects to see another 14 million more by Tuesday.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Eau Claire residents will be able to dispose of household hazardous waste this month at the Eau Claire County Clean Sweep event. According to WEAU, the event will take place on September 16th from 8 a.m. to noon at 5200 Ryder Road. Items that can be disposed of include things like oil-based paints, cleaners and polishers, antifreeze, and light bulbs. The event will not take items like electronics and batteries, explosive and shock-sensitive materials, or pesticides and fertilizers. Wisconsin's plumbing code has been updated for the first time in over 10 years, according to a WKOW report. Department of Safety and Professional Services Secretary Designee Dan Harith says the energy portion of the code needed to be updated especially. Harith also noted the Wisconsin plumbing code is unique because it's a homegrown code that doesn't always line up with the national code, so collaboration from local partners is essential. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
When you want something so badly, what you're able to justify and rationalize and get over. So I would say there's not a non-zero chance.
But what record would she run on? Foxconn?
I mean, what did she run on for governor? Probably the same thing.
I just remember her warning about people will be marrying coffee tables once gay marriage is allowed. So I'd like her to run just so I can ask her how many of those weddings she's been to.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5. The Tap. 93.5. The Tap.
Who let the dogs out?
Welcome one, welcome all, welcome back. This is Town Call, a brand new approach to homegrown radio. If you'd like to participate in today's forum, give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. That, Aaron, was another core memory unlocked for us 90 kids. I love it. We're talking Wisconsin headlines of the week. Because it is Friday, if you have an oh-so Wisconsin headline you'd like to share with us, give us a call or shoot us a text. Luke, I was about to jump into my next headline because I am losing at this point. But I remembered it was not, in fact, my turn. It is Mr. Mather's turn, as he teased before the break. Luke, please take it away.
Yeah, and now we've discussed on this program that I'm very hesitant to start to talk about fall, back to school, everything like that. And so
it's September 1st, Luke. We didn't even make that joke yet. It is
I know that. We have 3 weeks left of summer, people. We have 3 weeks left of summer. So let's not jump on it too quickly. So it pains me a little bit to share this headline, but it was also Wisconsin. And I was like, I've got to be able to talk about it because it's not even happening in Wisconsin. We need to get something like this. But over at NBC 15 here, I'm so used to saying here in Madison. I'm not currently in Madison, though. The NBC station in Madison. The headline, this beer festival held inside a corn maze is the ultimate fall activity. And so it's reading from the piece. Nothing says it's October like corn mazes and beer festivals. And one event in Indiana is combining the two for the ultimate fall experience. Corn Maze Beer Fest takes place inside an 11-acre cornfield in Columbus, Indiana, and is hosted by 450 North Brewing. Guests can walk through the corn maze, all while enjoying the experience of a traditional beer festival. And so, how did we drop the ball on this, guys? This is an extremely Wisconsin thing, and Indiana is out-Wisconsining us.
I was about to say, that's a great Wisconsin headline, if not for the fact that it's going on in Indiana, Luke. You got to step up.
Yeah,
your
but
game
it's also Wisconsin.
That, but it is also Wisconsin. It is also Wisconsin. And actually,
we've talked about Wisconsin headlines outside of the state of Wisconsin, though. We absolutely have. Don't act like this is.
But I feel like if I
north.
Did that, you would be all over me for that. Because hey man, I'm pretty sure I probably have done that in the past, if we're being brutally honest.
Hate the game, not the player, right? Come
fair,
on.
Fair, fair. I'm pretty sure, and don't quote me on this because, again,
I will.
I've been out
will,
of school
absolutely.
For about 10 years. But I'll I quote think you, Germantown schools started today on a Friday on September 1st. So, well, you know, one day of school, right? You have the first day of school, and then you get the three-day weekend, and then you're back on Tuesday. I don't know. Some friends of mine, parents in the school district, were talking about it the other day, and I didn't want to eavesdrop, but I think I overheard that they were a little frustrated with the Friday school start. So
It does indeed start today in Germantown. So for all you listeners in Germantown, I'm so sorry.
I am so sorry to all of you. I will wake up with a couple of nightmares over the course of the next few weeks thinking I have to get up for school, and in reality, I just have to get on the radio with Luke. So I don't know what's worse, realistically. I'll take dealing with Luke for the day instead of having a full another day of school. But Luke, I teased it a little bit as well. My next headline, alcohol-related, but this one not in a good way. Also reading over from NBC15.com, back-to-back OWI arrest on Iowa County Highway, town of Brigham, Wisconsin, a report that a driver was headed the wrong way down an Iowa County highway along with several other similar complaints led to a string of arrests of suspects accused of driving under the influence. In all, three people were taken into custody in the stops, which started late Monday night on a stretch of U.S. Highway 18-151, including two suspects who were in the same vehicle at the time it was stopped, according to the Iowa County Sheriff's Office. The Ridgeway Marshal and an Iowa County deputy found the driver, who matched the description in the town of Ridgeway, and its driver was cited for a second offense, OWI, and released into another party, the Sheriff's Office statement began. Come on, Wisconsinites. Gotta drink responsibly. I know it's our shtick. I know it's our thing, but public safety, I always say, is paramount, and this is not good.
Yeah, especially going into a long holiday weekend. Everyone, enjoy responsibly. Do not do anything stupid, and especially do not drink and drive. So that is a caravan that you do not want to be a part of. Three back-to-back-to-back OWIs. That is just irresponsible and dangerous and should not be done. But here in the state of Wisconsin, we hear it far more frequently than we should. So it is a Wisconsin headline. This next one that I got kind of related to the road, but not as in a depressing aspect of Wisconsin. This is over at Milwaukee Magazine. The headline is talking about the license plates rejected by the Wisconsin DOT. So the PAPS 69-0FJB0 and many other license plates rejected by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Will, can you Can you imagine trying to sneak in a vanity plate and just having it rejected and then appearing on a list written up by Milwaukee Magazine? Just like
is
showing
that, a badge
that
of
you
honor?
Were not
like
able
I was,
to.
I was creative enough to make it into the magazine, but not like funny enough to allow the vanity plate to
oh,
be
I think it's,
allowed?
I think that some of them were just vulgar, which is why they weren't included. That's why, like, one of them has a EXFIBS. Like, that one is clearly they're showing that they love Wisconsin now and they are ex-Illinois Patriots.
They're reformed, yes.
Yeah. Some of the other ones, I just can't even say, though, but I'm telling you, this like, the they're not all radio-friendly if I were to actually spell out what the license plates were trying to get at, but this rejected list over at Milwaukee Magazine is just very comical, and I highly recommend everybody check it out because it just gave me a good, real good chuckle of all the Wisconsinites that were like, I'm going to be smarter than the Department of Transportation. I'm going to get this. And it ended up rejected and on this list. And I was like, that's just very Wisconsin right there.
It's like they're chronically online like me, and they're like, oh, those old farts at the DOT will never recognize this joke. And the DOT's like, bro, come on. We're the Department of Transportation. We've seen this a million times before.
Yeah, and just an excellent picture that the Milwaukee Magazine did with for the web article with a Wisconsin license plate, and it's just WI, no go. So Wisconsin, no go license plates. It's just too good. I highly recommend to check it out. It is a pretty good laugh to see what was rejected, and that was my next most Wisconsin headline of the week.
That's a good one. That is a good one, Luke. I got a bit of a... I think it's kind of funny because it plays into a lot of Wisconsin stereotypes, but reading over from the Wausau Daily Herald, are Wisconsin businesses size inclusive? Customers ask for more room to maneuver, but hurdles are complex. You know, us Wisconsinites, we like our beer, we like our brats, we like our cheese. We're a hearty people. That might be a nice way to say it. Or as Eric Cartman would say it, we're big boned, right? But all that beer, brats, and cheese, it's got to go somewhere. And apparently, Wisconsin is where a lot of it is going. The experience is noting a gentleman, a Milwaukee resident, who is 360 pounds, who spent 45 minutes at a bachelor party watching his friends drive around the track because he wasn't able to fit into the carts. And I can imagine that's got to be thoroughly, thoroughly embarrassing. But the experience is not unique. An estimated 34 million Americans faced weight discrimination in 2019 alone, according to Dove's Real Cost of Beauty Ideals report. And this discrimination can look like verbal stigma, denied access to medical treatment, financial inequality, struggles to use local resources, such as public busing or clothing stores. When consumers of varied body types walk into shops, restaurants, and entertainment venues across Wisconsin, many will face barriers fitting into the space, the seats, or the products themselves. Whether or not business owners mean to exclude people, this contributes to a larger problem of size stigma that affects how Wisconsin people navigate their communities. And this is also something I've actually seen in regards to airplanes in particular, right? It can get very... scrunched up there, and particularly when businesses are trying to save pennies wherever they can, cut costs, squish as many people almost like sardines into this metal can in the sky as possible, and it's 2023. Like, that's unacceptable. We should be demanding corporations provide quality service wherever possible, and that includes people of all shapes and sizes.
For me, when I hear that, the first thing that comes to mind is accessibility for disabled people. Like, if you have a really narrow hallway or your seats are too close on a plane, if somebody is in a wheelchair or just needs more space to be able to walk, too bad.
Yeah, that's unfortunately the reality for a lot of disabled individuals and just larger individuals when you're referencing tight squeezes like an airplane. One gentleman that shares his thoughts with me on that subject quite frequently, Mr. Brian Kelly, he is usually the first to let me know when there are problems for
accessibility for larger gentlemen, because he himself struggles with those problems. He is a bigger guy, and so when he goes and does things as well, it can be a hindrance. So it's definitely something that's at the forefront, and it's pretty good story. Pretty good story. Can I go next?
I'll allow it.
Anything else? Okay, sounds good. Do you know who Hoyle is, Will?
Hoyle?
Yeah, do you know who Hoyle is?
Well, referring to this individual by a single name implies that I probably should, but...
Yeah, it's just his last name. Do you know who Hoyle is?
I am...
Folks, if you know who Hoyle is and you want to share your thoughts on Hoyle, I want to hear him. 844-967-2789.
What if
you're not very... what's up, Aaron?
What if I were to say the phrase, according to Hoyle, then do you know?
No.
He's like the... Okay,
I'm
so
waiting
Hoyle...
for the answer. Like you guys are teasing this. It's like, dude, just tell me who this guy is.
I can tell that you're not a strong Wisconsin card player then, Will.
Oh, I don't play cards at all. Yeah, I don't know anything about card games. Yeah, no.
It's not very Wisconsin of you, but...
I'm going to have to issue you a loss for that.
Oh, there is so much more to Wisconsin than playing cards. Come on, guys.
Being able to play cribbage, sheep's head, or euchre, like, you should be able to know one of the three. I'm not saying you need the trifecta like
ago,
myself.
Maybe, my guy. It's 2023.
No. Oh, stop it, sir. Do not despair on the excellent card games.
If you want to challenge me to a game of Farming Simulator 2023, I'll take you up on that. Because that, I'm very confident you could not match up with me on, but...
This is as Wisconsin as supper clubs and old fashions, and you don't know who Hoyle is, really.
I Googled it and I did not get very many.
Well, this one,
I didn't get the kind of clear answer I was looking for.
This past week, not only did the state of Wisconsin celebrate the statewide recognized holiday of Supper Club Day, we also had, according to Hoyle, Day on August 29th, earlier this week. According to Hoyle, Day encourages individuals to honor the rules and regulations in particular situations. It also a day to pay tribute to the man by the name of Edmund Hoyle, an Englishman who was thought to be the first technical writer on card games. And so a Hoyle deck of cards is a deck of cards that I prefer to use. But like according to Hoyle is how you know card etiquette and strategy. So very, very important. Pass on a Bauer, bad luck for an hour when you're playing euchre. Like there are so Hoyle is like Yogi Berra to sayings with like baseball and life.
That
to cards. Like that is That's the funny. Equivalent of who Hoyle is. And the fact that you don't know Hoyle, that upsets me a little bit, Will. That we gotta teach you. We gotta fix this blind spot in your Wisconsinisms, because you gotta be able to play at least cribbage or euchre or sheep's head. Like sheep's head, the peak. That one is the most Wisconsin card game. But we gotta get you at least involved in some of the others first, and then we'll
you
get you up to the sheep's head.
Something new every day. Maybe apparently, Sir Fred Hoyle is another well-known Hoyle. So.
Maybe we can play cribbage on Tabletop Simulator to make it more friendly.
There we go. We can make him a little bit.
Yeah.
Folks, that's you're funny. Listening to the Town Call. We're going to continue with the most Wisconsin headlines of the week. Will doesn't even know who Hoyle is. Give us a call. We'll be right back.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Today, sunshine, 87. Clouds tonight, 68. Slight chance of a storm on your Saturday morning, then partly sunny and warm with a high near 92. Hot for Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 98. For Labor Day Monday, sunny and hot with a high near 97. Currently, 78 degrees.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hallelujah, it's Friday, 'cause I've been working all week.
Welcome one, welcome all, welcome back. This is Town Call, a brand new approach to homegrown radio. If you'd like to participate in today's forum, give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-278-LINE. It's Friday, and that means it's Wisconsin Headlines of the Week. If you have an oh-so Wisconsin headline you'd like to share with us, hit us up. It is now my turn, Luke, and I'm going to talk about something that everybody in Wisconsin actually does know of, and that is Lake Michigan. Reading over from a piece at JS Online, Waukesha residents will soon drink Lake Michigan water. What to know about the controversial diversion? An overwhelming smell of paint wafts out of the city of Waukesha's new booster pumping station. The two-story building is filled with water pipes painted two different colors, designated the direction the water is heading. Light blue is water coming in from Lake Michigan via Milwaukee, while dark blue is water going out to Waukesha. This program has been in place for about 7 years, I believe. The diversion was approved 7 years ago.
I was just saying, that water doesn't start flowing to the middle of this month, Will. So it is a brand new state-of-the-art thing. Like, this was a huge controversy of whether or not it should even have happened, and it's been in the works for like the better part of the last 13-14 years.
I misspoke. That is accurate, Luke. I meant that the approval was 7 years ago. Obviously, it wouldn't be a headline of the week this week if it wasn't coming to fruition now. It'd be a little weird if I was like, oh, 15 years ago I found this headline. But it serves as a reminder that water isn't a guarantee even minutes away from the world's largest freshwater system.
See, and I knew that this isn't super Wisconsin headline, because you want to know, there is another city that is allowed to divert water out of Lake Michigan through a different engineering feat that's much older than this one. And it's to our neighbors to the south. The city of Chicago can also do it. And so they were the only city before Waukesha, and now Waukesha the only one outside of Chicago that can divert water outside of Lake Michigan. So a very important headline. It's got a lot of different implications to it. I agree it's something that needs to be discussed and talked about. I'm just gonna kind of let the air out of your balloon though, Will, and let you know it's not uniquely Wisconsin.
Well, at least it's not happening literally in Indiana, so I guess I'll take what I can get.
it was a Wisconsin headline. All right, that's fair. All right, so we each had a wash. We each had a wash outside of the state of Wisconsin this week. All right, fair enough. Anything else you'd like to add on the water diversion, or do you want to dive into my
next? No, I think that's a really important story that we might very well end up covering in depth in the coming weeks. But no, it's the final segment. It's rapid fire, so it's back to you, Mr. Mathers.
It's rapid fire here in the final segment. All right, this one, going back, did not hear it on the radio, but our friends over at Up North News had a very Wisconsin headline that is upsetting but relevant, because tomorrow is the kickoff of Wisconsin Badger football, going to be hosting the Buffalo Bulls at Camp Randall. This headline: Wisconsin named the number one program that hasn't made the college football playoffs yet. So that's extremely Wisconsin. If you are a Badger fan, you know that we have high expectations for our football program for several decades now. And the hope is with this new coaching team, with Luke Fickell and the rest of the air raid offense that Fickell has brought to Madison, we're hoping we've got very high hopes for playoff contention this year and to bring a national title to Madison. But a very Wisconsin headline, being ranked as high as, I believe, number four. In 2018, I want to say we were fourth in the nation. That would have earned them a spot in the college football playoffs, but not even playing up to expectations that year. So it's our hopes are high, but it will be interesting to see how the Badgers do with this new Coach Fickell coming into Madison and kicking off the season tomorrow.
That's like the reverse of the old "they had us in the first half" meme, right? Like, Wisconsin ranked number one, you're like, yeah, and then it's like best teams that have never made the playoffs. Aw. Yeah. All right, my turn. I'm gonna go over to Wisconsin Public Radio. Bayfield Farm launches new tree species made to clean pollution, thrive in Midwest. The first crop of this hybrid poplar sold out a few days after it was brought to market. Lake Superior and the Apostle Islands dwell below a Bayfield hilltop orchard where, for a short time this summer, mature apple trees were accompanied by 100 potted poplars. The young poplars glowed bright green as they waited to be purchased. The poplar's future is very exciting as it's it follows decades of breeding research by the Duluth-based Institute Innova Tree. And it's designed for pollution cleanup, disease resistance, and fast growth. Let's go, Midwest, baby.
Yeah, that is a good one. I saw that one, too. My final Wisconsin headline of the week has got to be the fact that First Lady Jill Biden was in Madison yesterday. So we have, again, just one more proof, Will, that Wisconsin is the center of the political universe. Mm-hmm. Our own Civic Media's own Terry Bell in the press pool covering the event with the First Lady coming to town, talking about cancer screening and the importance to do early detection and how it can save lives. So that is my final headline of the week. Mr. Zommers, I believe.
Well, could I? So let's strike this from the record, but I also want to give a shout out to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, which is returning with a heavy metal holiday tour, The Ghosts of Christmas Eve. Its first show will be in Green Bay, Luke, where you are right now, November 15th at the Resch Center. Runs through December 30th, as well as Shrek Fest coming to Milwaukee. 10-year
what is he doing right now, Zommers? Are you letting this happen?
Milwaukee,
come on, ref.
10 years of Shrek Fest. Let's get it, boys.
Well,
those are all honorable mentions.
Yes,
honorable
exactly.
Mentions.
He said
strike it from the record.
Yes, I did not write that down in my little recap list. So,
all right, take it away, Mr. Zommers. The ball is in your court.
From Luke, we have State Supper Club Day, the Indiana Corn Maze Beer Festival.
No. Just the headline didn't have, it's most Wisconsin headlines. There was
no reference
to Indiana in the headline.
Rejected license plates, according to Hoyle Day. Wisconsin's football team that hasn't made the playoffs in Jill Biden. And then Will has $2 million of legal fees, the Baraboo restaurant, OWIs, size-inclusive businesses, drinking lake water, and launching a new tree species. And let's see here. This week's best Wisconsin headline, most Wisconsin headline. William Walter.
Yeah! This is a big one for me. I felt good about this one coming in this week, though.
Can you explain the reasoning?
Yes.
Oh, so, this guy. Look at this guy. Stop the steal.
I just want to know why. I had supper clubs and card game rules and vanity plates that got rejected.
I thought both of you had some really good stuff. I really liked the log cabin restaurant and the new tree species. Those were cool. Although the supper club was also really good.
Fair enough, Mr. Sommers. Folks, if you miss any portion of Town Call, check out the podcast. We will be back on Tuesday. Have an excellent Labor Day. We'll talk to y'all later.
Big win for me. Enjoy your Labor Day. Take it easy, party people. We'll see you Tuesday.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.